and together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Make sure you download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Dimitri Encore and Danger. Thursdays and Fridays, excuse me. Dimitri, Encore on Dangerously Local. I screwed that up. I screwed that up. I can't believe I've screwed this up. I've only said it like 10 million times and I've already screwed it up. I'm so embarrassed. Kurt, can you forgive me?
I can forgive you.
Thank you very much. Kurt Zendy, he is president, Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. Very good guy here in studio talking all about supercharging the economy. Lots and lots of great news, lots of breaking news. If you've just joined us, you've missed some incredible radio. Good news is we'll be on until 9 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. So what else do you have here for us with the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce that our listeners should actually care about if they care about the economy and boosting sales and revenue and all that?
Well, yeah, you know, we talked a little bit about how we market your business. You can network through us. There's business advocacy if you have an issue with, you know, maybe a local government that, you know.
And like we're give me an example. I don't know what this means.
It could be... You know, we haven't had any problems, but it could be, the downtown renovation, you know, rejuvenation of the streetscape improvements.
Yes.
There were some issues with the state not being really, it wasn't the city's fault, but the state not being very attentive to some of the eateries downtown. And
oh, they
blocking,
were terrible. Yeah, it's a wonder they're still open.
So we got together and really kind of brokered with the city.
That's great.
Yeah, to
so
try
to
So
if I get a problem with Bob Heron because he never allows Michelle Rajanis to come up here with her hot shoes to be interviewed, you can actually intervene. You can talk to Bob Heron and say, hey, get her up there so I can describe
I can try.
And start complaining on what.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, do what you
I worked for Bob for 17 years, so I think he respects me enough that he would at least listen to
me. Get me Michelle Rajanis. Have you seen her shoes, by the way?
Yeah, she has.
Oh, my. And there's, God, does she have great shoes.
A couple hundred of them, I think.
Oh, my word, that and the red Corvette. It's like, God. Anyway, now, one complaint that I do have about this renovation project on Market and Main and all that, a lot of it's fine. I don't like the fact they've taken away some parking spaces. I don't like that at all. But the main concern that I have, and this is not a goof, I'm actually quite serious about this. I used to be in the mall business as a marketing director for 4 years back in Florida. And big deal, super thing. And we always had problems with slip falls.
Mm-hmm.
People falling or claiming they fell and this, that, and the other. The design of the planters to me is just, it screams slip fall. It's screams lawsuits.
Yeah.
You agree?
I agree. I mean, it's
terrible. I mean, it's not about the vegetation. It's about the damn thing itself. People are going to be tripping over that.
Well, you know, as former owner of a Subway restaurant, and I was going to the bank to West Banco, and I'm walking down Market Street, and I'm looking across at the new parking garage and then where the old Subway was.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the old CVS and the old Subway, and if you ever put anything in there, you can't get into the building.
Yeah.
Right from the... You know, if you park there, you got to go down the street. And what if it is an eatery or some type of you need deliveries? They're going to have to go down the street. But anyway.
So I talked to Bob about that as well after the Michelle Rajanis thing.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
So what else do you do now for chamber members? Because you do other stuff.
Yes. Yeah, so
which I did not know this.
We have a couple of affinity programs, meaning that we offer a discounted health insurance rate if you qualify. I mean, it's tough to get it. So if you have and one employee and yourself.
Right.
It can't be family members. And but if you have two people, you and another employee, you can get rated. And if your health qualifies, you can get substantial discounts. And this is statewide. And we've got it through
only West Virginia, though.
Only in West Virginia.
Okay. So Ohio members can't take advantage of this.
Yeah, it can't.
Okay. No. All right. But that's still a good thing.
It's a really good thing.
How many people take advantage of it?
Oh, my gosh. Statewide, it's immense.
No. For the chamber.
Local,
members or five members?
We probably have about 50, 55 members that have taken advantage of it.
Wow.
And out of that, there's, you know, I would have to look up the number of employees that are involved, but it's substantial.
It's like 25%, more than 25% of your members. That's a great deal.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's just a matter of keeping healthy. And then we have also through Encova, a workers' compensation discount of 5% over the year if you meet certain safety standards. And that's always difficult because you could have, and it's program wide. So you might have, you know, we've got about 30 businesses taking advantage of that, but two of them might have had a really bad accident and it just screws up our.
Yeah.
So that's part of what we're doing with our building and our workforce development center. We want to have
the foundation
side of things. We want to have an area that we can offer on a consistent basis safety training for, you know, not only the big boys, but, you know, the trades, the small companies that
to reduce costs.
To reduce costs, absolutely.
And keep people safer.
Absolutely.
This is a great sale.
Yes.
What else do you have for the chamber that a lot of people don't know about, including me? I'm stunned. I did not know this.
You know, we mentioned the leadership class, and I highly recommend if you're a younger person starting a business or in a business currently, just to get the networking aspect of our leadership program. You got 26 people that you're going to go through a 14-week period. And I know, you know, since my time, since 1995, these people, the leadership classes themselves just stick together like family. And it's so vital. You know, you might need something from XYZ company. Well, I don't know anybody. Well, wait a minute. I went through leadership class with Bobby. You know,
right. The networking is important.
Yeah, it's a
people don't realize how important networking is in a business. When you start a business, it's been my experience. Let me put it
absolutely.
That way. A lot of people just don't understand the importance of networking, constantly networking, because you create this, I don't know, synergy is an overused word, but
it is.
It does, honest to God, make a difference when you're out there and people are talking about you and you're talking about them. Suddenly it's like light bulbs go on over people's heads. It's like, oh, well, we could use him for this and we could use him for that because we just had coffee at the chamber or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we have 8 business after hours throughout the year. And for instance, we had our kickoff business after hours at the Bridge Tavern.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to be there.
Yeah.
We had 125 people.
Really?
And, you know, and specifically that one, there were a lot of movers and shakers there. So if,
like,
you know,
who?
Bank presidents, insurance.
Anybody get drunk?
No, not that I noticed, you know, and I wouldn't tell.
Would have made for a better interview if you would have given me some names.
Yeah.
Because I can think of a couple that.
Well, maybe we can talk on the side. No, I'm teasing. But, but yeah, so that networking.
And that was lousy weather, too.
Yeah,
that
it was really
terrible
bad.
Weather.
Really bad
That's
weather.
That's a great success. You actually had a great success. Now, did you take lots of pictures and post them on your website?
Brooke did, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great, good.
So,
what's the next one?
It was supposed to be February 13th up at the New Guntry. But
what happened?
We had to postpone it. There was a minor issue with the state fire marshal with Guntry. There was some hiccup. So it's fine. We just have to push it back a few weeks and until they get that remedied. And I don't really know all the ins and outs of it, but
sounds like there's a good news story there.
Yeah. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn.
Oh, that's fine. Feel free.
You know, that will be a big one, because basically it's like Top Golf for guns, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Good. Any other events coming up here that we can tell the Valley about?
No, I think, you know, for the, we've talked about February, our annual meeting will be in May this year. We'll have, the president of Marshall University, Brad Smith, that was the, founder and chairman of Intuit. and just he is big time.
He's the founder of Intuit.
Yeah,
he's
jeez.
That's a big deal, guy.
Fantastic, yeah.
That's great.
So that'll be in May, and then
where is that going to be?
It'll be at the White Palace again. They treat us well there, and that's about the biggest place we can get. We'll have over 300 people come.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, you know, from event perspective, that kind of gives us up. And April is our home show. April, I believe it's 13th, 14th, and 15th.
It's kind of late for a home show, isn't it?
Yeah. We waited out. We wanted to get out of the weather as much as we could. It does hurt us on the garden aspect of things because the landscape architects are already out and about.
Right, yeah. Show you a thing more in March or end of February.
But again, we're dealing with what's available at the Highland Sports Complex, and we have it on the big football field. It's been fantastic. We blew it out of the water 2 years ago, but weather cut us in half last year. We still had 3,000 or 4,000 people come.
That's a nice, number.
It's still nice.
That's a nice number. It was a lot better than down at the arena.
Yeah, I just think because of the location, parking.
The arena one was like, Leslie and I went there and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was not good. But the Highlands, it's fantastic. And the parking is just great. Good. Let's see. I don't know what I don't know. So I don't know what I should have asked you, but did not. And you're thinking to yourself, gosh, why didn't Dimitri ask me about this or that?
I can't think of anything that I'm looking at my notes. Other than, I said the wrong date on Live to Lead. It's the Live to Lead conference at Wheeling Island Casino is February 26th, 7:30 to 1. And tickets are available on our website. Mm-hmm. They're $49 for members and $59 for non-members. Mm-hmm. If you have any
That's a leadership
thing. Yeah, it is phenomenal. And we'll have a couple hundred
of... That's the video class.
Okay. Yeah, and we'll have a lot of the big... a lot of the CEOs in the area are there, not only on the panel, but in the audience, because it is that important. It is that value added. We get a lot of bang for the buck for that.
Really. Fantastic. That really is. Well, Kurt, we're almost out of time, and I always give my guests the last word to speak directly to our listeners to say pretty much anything that you want. Let people know, and you can bring up points that you made during our talk. You can bring up new points and also a call to action. Tell my listeners exactly what you want them to do. Ladies and gentlemen, President of the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, Kurt Cindy, my microphone is yours.
Thanks, Dimitri. Yeah, so I would recommend, if you own a business, to give us a call, 304-233-2575, or go to our website, wheelingchamber.com, www.wheelingchamber.com, and look at all of our benefits.
Steve Navani says, please tell Kurt I said hi. I'm sorry,
go ahead. Oh, yeah. Hi, Steve. Tell me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve and I are buddies for a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. So, give us a call. I think we can give you value and make your business better, get your networking going, and really do have a good...
Call the chamber, the Facebook, through Facebook and all that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dimitri.
Kurt. Thank you so much.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. And nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.